Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Patricia Elsie Tuttle, and every little book I read is magic. This is episode number 328 and a half, and today I'm going to talk about a couple backlist titles that I'm excited to share with you. Hi, everyone. I've been spending the past couple of weeks working on getting back to doing some of the things I love. I know I've mentioned on here that I love baking, but I hadn't actually baked anything in a while, so I made some cookies the other day. And then I learned that my wife has never had blondies, so I think there will be a batch of blondies in our future. I've also picked my ukulele back up, and I've resumed learning how to play it. I subscribed to an app this time around. We walked to the music store in our neighborhood the other day, and I totally picked up a Green Day songbook for ukulele, which, to be fair, a lot of the songs are like only four chords, so I say it's for beginners. I also reached out to my local bookshop and asked them to order the ABBA Gold songbook for ukulele. I'm determined to learn how to play Chiquitita, and maybe take a chance on me. I also fully acknowledge that this is just opening the door for me to buy more kinds of books. Anyway, let me tell you about some great backlist titles. Before I get to my backlist book picks, let's hear from a sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publisher of the smash hit Fourth Wing. You'll only cross these blades once in a page-turning new tale of revenge, strategy, and so many lies. Best-selling Red Tower Books is releasing its next irresistible read that will capture your imagination and keep you guessing until the end. Mae Corlin's Five Broken Blades tells an intricate high-stakes tale of five total strangers united in a plot that will test their strength, wits, and courage. Each has their reasons, all have secrets. But while it's easy to portray a stranger, it's not so simple to stab a friend or a lover, okay, in the back. Now these five blades must choose between vengeance and one another. Pick up Five Broken Blades by Mae Corlin for a thrilling, adventurous tale filled with risk, romance, adventure, and oh, so many lies. The relationships in it are complex and nuanced and involve everything from friends to enemies, found and biological family and lovers and more. Thanks again to Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publishers of the smash hit Fourth Wing, for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Forever and Kennedy Ryan's heart-searing sensual This Could Be Us. When the life Soledad Barnes built with the man who was supposed to be her forever goes poof in a cloud of betrayal and disillusion, there is no time to pout or sulk or even grieve the life she lost. But then an unlikely man enters the picture. He's the forbidden one, the one she shouldn't want but can't seem to resist. Y'all know how that goes. But Soledad's lost it all before and refuses to repeat her mistakes. She asks herself, can she trust him? Can she trust herself? From the ashes of a life burned to the ground, something bold and new can rise. So This Could Be Us is an instant New York Times and USA Today bestseller. It's been featured on the Today Show and CBS Mornings. And Kennedy Ryan is the first Black romance author to hit the New York Times adult bestseller list in almost 3 years, which is amazing. Make sure to check out the new book. And thanks again to Forever and Kennedy Ryan's heart-searing, sensual This Could Be Us for sponsoring this episode.
For my first pick today, I have Fledgling by Octavia E. Butler. This was Octavia Butler's last book that she published. It is a vampire book and, of course, has violence, but major content warnings for adults having sex with a being that is in an adolescent body, and also content warnings for racism. Yep, racist vampires. Fledgling is told in first person by Shori. At the very beginning, Shori wakes up in darkness. She is in terrible pain, both from injury, it seems, and from extreme hunger. She's maybe in a cave? She doesn't know what happened. She doesn't know why she is injured and badly scarred, why she is in so much pain, why she is waking up just laying on the ground. She doesn't even know who she is, and honestly, she, and therefore us readers, don't learn her name until we are well into the book. Some creature comes near Shori after she awakens. She is so hungry that she kills it with her bare hands and eats it. She regains some strength and is eventually able to go out and hunt. Like I said, she's badly scarred, but she's healing rapidly. She walks for a while and comes upon an area of burned down houses and buildings. There's no one else around, and it feels like the area she is in is fairly remote. She doesn't recognize the area, but she felt pulled there somehow. Did she live there? In one of the burned out houses, she found some clothing that hadn't been completely ruined and changes out of the torn whatever she was wearing. She realized right away that during the day, when the sun was out, the light was painful and she needed to hide in darkness and rest. She hunts and sleeps for a few days until she gets restless. There was a paved road that had led to this little living area of homes and buildings, so she walks down this road. She vaguely remembers the idea of vehicles. She has no memory still of who she is, where she is, or what she is. While she's on this road, she gets picked up by a driver. His name is Wright. Now, what Wright sees is a filthy black adolescent girl, filthy, like covered in blood and dirt because she's been hunting and sleeping in a hole in the ground. And she's walking down the side of the road in the middle of nowhere in the rain. She's suffering from severe amnesia. Wright offers to take her home, or at least to the hospital, since she looks like she was injured, and also she's a child. But we learn she is not a child. She's not, well, not a human child. She is a 53-year-old vampire who still looks like a human child because 53 is young for a vampire. We eventually learn that she is genetically modified, so she can be out during the day a bit. We also learn that someone deliberately killed all her family and is trying to kill her. She bites Wright and has him under her control. She makes him take her to his home. They definitely have sex, by the way, as I warned when I first started talking about this book. Wright is now loyal to her, and he joins her on her search to find out who she is and what happened to her family. This book is both subtle and overt in its creep factor. I was uneasy the entire time I was reading this book. Sometimes it was the sex. Sometimes it was the racism. Sometimes it was something else entirely. If you want a completely different take on vampires, I highly recommend Fledgling by Octavia E. Butler. For my second pick today, I have Be Gay, Do Comics, Queer History, Memoir, and Satire from the Nib, edited by Matt Boers. A little bit about the Nib from its website. The Nib is a daily publication devoted to publishing and promoting political and nonfiction comics. We run journalism, essays, memoir, and satire about what is going down in the world, all in comics form, the best medium. It was founded in 2013. Be Gay, Do Comics is a selection of the queer comics from the Nib. I absolutely love the variety and range of the contributors and the subjects of the comics contained in this collection. There are comics by creators I've mentioned on previous All the Backlist episodes, like Maya Kobabe, Archie Bongiovanni, Maddie G, and Melanie Gilman. There are also comics by creators that I think you should know about, like Bianca Yunis, Scout Tran, Trinidad Escobar, and more. There are comics about coming out, or before that, about when the creators are even just realizing that they're queer. Hilarious comics about gender reveals and pronouns. So many comics on queer history. I had personally never heard of Gad Beck, who was gay, Jewish, and fought the Nazis. The original Nazis, not the ones we have right now. One of the comics I deeply appreciate is titled Decolonizing Queerness in the Philippines by Trinidad Escobar. It is such an important reminder that homophobic and transphobic beliefs in many non-Western countries are results of colonization. It's so easy for some Westerners to harshly judge these countries' views on queerness or women's rights or contraception without acknowledging our own role and the roles of their ancestors in bringing these views to these countries in the first place via colonization. There's also definitely more than one comic on the ways in which hairstyles reflect and confirm queerness, which I found super amusing. There are comics on birth control and comics on how some people define non-binary for themselves. And other comics I appreciated, one titled I Came Out Late in Life and That's Okay by Allison Wilgus, because, hey, not all of us knew we were queer since we were 3 years old, and it's such an important comic for those of us who may feel left out of the narrative of being and knowing we're queer since the day we were born. Dancing with Pride by Maya Kobabe is about taking a folk dance class and how partnered dance classes are often really gendered. I remember my wife and I used to take swing dancing lessons when we lived in LA. The genderedness of it was super uncomfortable. Instead of saying men over here and women over there, it would have been so easy to just say, like, leads over here and follows over there. I really enjoyed this collection. Such a great variety of insightful, intelligent, thoughtful, funny, information-dense, heartfelt, and sometimes heartbreaking comics. It's Be Gay, Do Comics, Queer History, Memoir, and Satire from the Nib, edited by Matt Boers. That's it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you so much to our sponsor. A special thank you to my totally awesome audio editor, Jen Zink, and thank you for listening. For more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com, and don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen, or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. Remember, if you're a fan of all the books in all the backlist and you want to show us some love, please leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers find us. If you want to talk about books or nerdy stuff or check in on my shenanigans, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Infophile, as in The Lover of Information, spelled T-H-E-I-N-F-O-P-H-I-L-E. In the meantime, have a safe weekend, drink some water, and happy reading.